It's not big, nor does it stand out. But in Ostalrik's main gunpowder magazine lay the explosive force of the entire army. With walls as thick as fear and silence as its only defense, this base was guarded with absolute rigor. Inside, even breathing could be risky.
Close the door properly. In here, even a sneeze could be fatal.
I've never been inside the magazine. Thought it would be bigger.
It doesn't need to be big, just safe. Look at these walls, 3 meters thick. They are a real shield. They keep out of fire. And trust.
And all this, is it gunpowder?
Yes, and also bullets, fuses, cartridge pouches. If this place falls, the fortress falls. No defense without ammunition. No attack without fire. It all starts in here.
That's why it's so well protected.
And that's why I'm the one watching it. Day and night, no fire, no metal, no loud voices. Here, everything is measured. Even your thoughts must tiptoe.
No wonder people fear it.
Fear is a good advisor when you carry 100 sacks of death on your shoulders. Fear makes you stop. And here, if you stop, you don't get out.
What if it all blows up?
If the ammunition goes, the fortress goes. And Colonel Estrada knows it well. He's given strict orders. No one enters or leaves without me knowing.
Let's pray the flame never enters.
Not by accident, nor by betrayal. That's why I watch the eyes of those who enter. And the silence of those who don't speak. Because this is the soul of the resistance.
Ustalrik's main gunpowder magazine was a silent and powerful heart. Inside, it was stored the ammunition of a people who refused to surrender.